Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Dr. Brian Bell. Dr. Bell is Executive Medical Director at the Providence Cancer Institute. And also with us is Dan Floyd, Chief Operating Officer at Hood to Coast. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland, guys.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Dan, great to see both of you.
Dan, I thought we'd get started with you today and talk about what the connection is between the Providence Cancer Institute and Hood to Coast.
Well, there are so many connections, but we don't have all day. I'll go back.
We can go for a while.
Yeah, I can go for a while, sure. We can go back a little bit to how the race started. It started with just 80 people running from Timberline to Hood to Coast, and it was intended to be probably a one-time – well, it was intended to be a one-time event and not something we thought would grow into this. But over the years, it's grown into something that has sold out for 35 straight years, and there's enormous popularity throughout the 50 states and 40-plus countries. And so there's this opportunity to do something more than just run from Timberline to the coast. There's an opportunity to partner with great organizations like Providence and the Providence Cancer Institute, and also create more of just movement in general, movement being the running and walking, but also maybe socially a movement and discussion and awareness about great organizations like the Providence Cancer Institute. So early in the 2000s, the founder and creator of Hood to Coast had an experience with cancer himself. And so it became an important topic for him. And it's something that obviously resonates with everybody because everybody's touched by cancer in some way. And so this relationship has really blossomed over the last 12 years with our participants in the Providence Cancer Institute. And I think they feel the mission and they feel the importance of running and walking, but for something greater than themselves. And so that's teamwork, that's family, that's experiences, and of course, the connection to the Providence Cancer Institute. So it's something that's really grown and something that we look forward to continuing for years.
Now, how long did you say the connection has been there?
With Providence since 2013.
Okay.
And really, that started out as, like everything else, a conversation. Like, can we make this work and can we grow it into something huge? And it started with raising about $100,000. And I think probably, so $100,000, probably 10 to 15 teams participated in that. On behalf of the Providence Cancer Institute. As of this morning, we've sold our 80th team for the 2026 event. So 80 teams of committed fundraisers, that's closer to $1 million in fundraising for 2026. And we're not done. We're still in 2025 and it's still November. So more teams and more people will commit to racing on behalf of Brian and the Providence Cancer Institute.
When is Hood to Coast?
It is the weekend before Labor Day. So now you're challenging me off the top of my head, August 27th.
Somewhere towards the end of August.
26th. Yeah, that's toward the end of August.
Dr. Yeah. Bell, how does that $1 million donation sound to you?
Well, thanks, Gary. It is, our partnership with Hood to Coast has been, I think, in many ways a transformational one. It not only gives us a nice philanthropic base to help support our research, because that money goes all towards cancer research and supporting our services, our wraparound services for patients. But it also gives us an amazing connection to the community. You know, cancer touches all of us. Either ourselves, there's virtually no one in the world that hasn't been touched by cancer, either a spouse, a sibling, a friend. And this race does the same thing. It brings everyone together, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of where they're from, what their interests are. And it's a beautiful connection, I think, not only for our community in Oregon, but for the global community. It truly has become a global event.
Yeah, for sure. Dr. Bell, can you talk about the history of the Providence Cancer Institute?
Sure. So our institute was founded more than 30 years ago now by my predecessor, Walt Erba. Walt is a medical oncologist and immunologist who was focused at the time on immunotherapy. It was quite novel at the time. Today, it's the fourth pillar of cancer treatment. But at the time, it was kind of backwater. And Walter was recruited out of the National Institutes of Health to start a cancer program within a community cancer health system. And that was in itself novel, because we knew and certainly know now that most patients get treated in the community. And the concept was to bring world-class treatments, cutting-edge clinical trials, and deliver them to all patients in Oregon and beyond. And importantly, consistent with the mission of the Sisters of Providence, we deliver these therapies to all patients, including the born vulnerable. And that's a really, really important part, bringing equitable therapies and clinical trials. So Walter grew this program with the idea of our scientists and our clinicians working side by side to bring new discoveries from the laboratory to the clinic as quickly as possible, because we know our patients can't wait. And that was his brilliance, and he recruited a team around him. That team, I'm fortunate enough and privileged to lead right now, has made numerous important discoveries and translated new therapies into patients for the direct benefit of thousands of patients. And it's a real honor to be here.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of fast forward now to today, and gosh, how have things changed over all of those years? Pretty significantly, well, I would imagine.
Yeah, sure. A whole bunch. So, 30 years ago when Walter started, we basically had three ways of treating cancer, right? Surgery, radiotherapy, and chemotherapy. Well, fast forward today, immunotherapy is now the fourth pillar of cancer treatment and has improved survival for patients with almost every type of cancer. And I'll give you one example in which it has really been impactful, and that's metastatic melanoma. So if you were diagnosed with metastatic melanoma about 15 years ago, you were probably given within 6 to 12 months to live, regardless of whether or not you have therapy. Today, because of a type of immunotherapy that was initially developed here at Providence and led during led in a global trial by Dr. Erba and others across the country. Almost half of all patients with metastatic melanoma are alive and well because of immunotherapy today. That kind of improvement in overall survival is simply unprecedented, Gary. Today, almost every patient with any type of cancer is considered, at least, for treatment with immunotherapy.
Wow, that's amazing. Such advances in the last 30 years.
Yeah, and beyond that, advances in early detection and prevention, as well as immunotherapy, have begun to really decrease the death rate to cancer. Since 1991, we've seen a reduction in the death rate by about 32%, and things are only getting better. I think if you think back 120 years ago, the things that the leading causes of death were not cancer, wasn't even heart disease, it was infectious disease, right? And what happened during that 120 years is we discovered the biologic or microbial nature of diseases. We started cleaning or pasteurizing our milk and developing clean water sources. We developed antibiotics, antivirals, antiretrovirals even. And, prior to COVID, it was pretty unusual for anyone to die from an infectious disease in modern times. And I think we're back to a steady state there now. Well, I think we're in the middle of a similar transformation with cancer. And that's going to be driven by new discoveries, new ways target the immune system, to modulate the immune system, to recognize and kill cancer cells. It's going to be the development of new targeted agents that block the molecular drivers of cancer cell growth. And then I think one of the tools that we're going to be able to use to really accelerate these discoveries is AI. And that's one of the things that I'm really excited about, and we have a tremendous opportunity to make important contributions here at Providence.
Providence is recognized globally. Why is that?
Well, I think it's the depth and breadth of our research. I mean, by some measures, we're a small a research institute, but we have a massive clinical footprint. Providence itself is a 51 hospital organization across 7 states, across a geographically, ethnically, and economically diverse population of patients. We treat more than 50,000 cancer patients each year, one of the largest delivery centers of cancer care in the United States. We built a research engine around this clinical enterprise so that we can deploy these new discoveries, these new clinical trials, to get them into patients as quickly as possible. That's one reason. The other reason is we've done innovative things around leveraging our scale and our broad digital footprint. Amongst those was a important partnership with Microsoft Research to develop AI-based platforms to help leverage those digital tools. So I'll give you an example of a couple of ways we've done that. One is we launched a program we call Prevention for Me into our communities. We know that if we prevent cancer or detect it early, we're really good at curing it. So we can use AI to identify patients within our system that are at higher risk for cancer. We can pull them out, connect them to our genetic counselors, sequence their genome, and then connect them to support services or therapy as necessary. That's a different way of thinking about early detection and prevention. And it's an important way that we're using AI to leverage that. But the other way we're using AI is in discovery. So AI is really good at pattern recognition. One of those, there's a couple of different ways that we've used to support that already. One is with developing a foundational model for pathology. And this is digitizing tens of thousands of slides that contain biopsy specimens that have, you know, just cellular elements within them. Connecting that to imaging information, to clinical information, to genomics information that then allows a precise and accurate description of the patient's prognosis, of genomic or genetic drivers within that cancer, all from a single image. We think this type of technology is going to really propel discovery work forward. It has implications for clinical trials matching. It has connecting patients to the right therapies. It also has tremendous implications for how we deliver care moving forward.
Well, I, for one, am encouraged by hearing good news about AI. Because sometimes all we hear is the bad news about AI. So thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thank you for that. You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Dr. Brian Bell, Executive Medical Director at Providence Cancer Institute, and Dan Floyd, Chief Operating Officer with Hood to Coast. Dan, let's bring you in again, and I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not have ever heard of Hood to Coast, but in case somebody's new, what is Hood to Coast?
Well, I see Dr. Bell laugh or smile. Because he's a participant in Hood to Coast. And not last year, but he says he's coming back in 26. So we're going to hold him to that. So he's talking about Hood to Coast and the connection to Providence Cancer Institute. But Dr. Bell also participates on behalf of Providence. So I think that's amazing. Hood to Coast is the largest, longest, most popular relay race in the world with 20,000 participants running collectively as a team of 12, 200 miles from Mount Hood to Seaside, Oregon. We have participants from all 50 states, 40 plus countries. We sell out every year in early October to allow the 20 participants into the race on one single day of registration. And then another 40,000 people are placed on a waiting list to get into the race if a spot were to open, of course. So it's amazingly popular. The brand has allowed us to kind of grow the idea of movement and the experience outside of Portland. By far our most popular of our 50 events that we produce is the Hood to Coast that travels from Timberline to Seaside. But that Hood to Coast brand is also has been launched, I guess, in China and Taiwan. And we've previously had events in Israel years ago now and in the Netherlands. And we will launch our Hood to Coast Dubai event January 10th of 2026. So the brand has grown. But again, by far, the most popular event that we produce and the most popular relay race in the world happens right here in Oregon. And it's a great opportunity for us to showcase the beauty of the state, the mountains, the city of Portland, the coastal mountain range, and then, of course, the ocean and the beach to people from all throughout the world. And in that respect, we bring people from all throughout the world. We still have a lot of local participants. And it's we're proud to say that when we partner with Providence, we're raising money, hopefully $1 million next year. And all of that, as Dr. Bell said, stays here in the community. So we can draw from outside and keep it right here. We wouldn't do that if Providence weren't a world-class institution. We couldn't necessarily sell that to 20,000 participants from all throughout the world. But we can because of the success that Dr. Urban and Dr. Bell have had over the last 30-plus years.
How does Hood to Coast raise money for Providence, and how much have you raised so far? Do you have any idea?
Yes. Yes to both of those.
Okay.
The reason being is the popularity of Hood to Coast, that with us allowing the 20,000 participants into the event and then putting another 40,000 on the waiting list, people know that it's difficult to get into the race. So just simple supply and demand. We tell people they can jump the line and get into the event if they want to make a minimum charitable commitment to Providence. And I think there's the draw of getting into the race, but the way you're going to raise that minimum charitable commitment is to have a draw on connection to cancer and the Providence Cancer Institute. So collectively, those are what those two factors draw people to the event on behalf of Providence and then inspire them to raise the money. And then secondly, since 2013, I believe we're close to $9 million raised. So we started out a little bit slower, transitioned into it. We've been right around that $900,000 to $950,000 mark annually for the last 5-6 years. We really want to push it over $1 million this year. And I say that every year that we will. This year, I think we will.
That is so great. Wow. That's a lot of money.
And every year I say, this is the year. But I really think that we've got it this year.
I think we're going to do it this year, Dan.
Yeah. Dr. Bell, why is a community partnership with something, an organization like Hood to Coast so valuable?
Well, as I was mentioning a little bit before, Gary, it is our connection to the community. Cancer touches everyone in one way or another. There's nothing like this race that brings the community together. And cancer in some ways is like a relay race, as Hood to Coast is. It takes a team. There's individual effort for sure, but no one individual can get through it by themselves, and we're all lifted up by those around us to reach a finish line. In fact, our kind of tagline is "Finish Cancer." And everything we do at Providence, from the time that someone like me tells a patient that you have cancer, from that moment on, everything we do is focused entirely on that patient through the continuum of care, from diagnosis to treatment, to survivorship, and yes, through end of life sometimes. Every aspect of that, just like the Hood to Coast team is that will care for their people from the time that race starts, the time it finishes. Providence is here for our cancer patients from the time that you are diagnosed to the time that your cancer journey ends. Yeah. I just think there's such great synergy, and we're grateful to Dan and the entire Hood to Coast team for their continued partnership in support and in service to our patients.
I like that analysis of the relay and the cancer relay. That's great. Beautiful. Doctor, how have recent changes in healthcare, how is that impacting your work?
Well, there are serious barriers. There are cuts to federal funding coming that have and will impact access to care. We've had and to research and clinical trials. We've had to respond to economic headwinds, particularly here on the West Coast. And while changes aren't always easy, they're necessary. These changes are going to ensure that we provide and continue to provide excellent research, personalized patient care, and to continue to serve our communities across Oregon. Providence has been here for almost 170 years. We intend to be here another 170 years. And as we continue to develop new therapies, new approaches to prevent, detect, and treat cancer, we're going to ensure that our communities have access to those.
Excellent. What excites you most about the future of cancer treatments and research?
Well, many things. I've talked about a few of them. Our focus has been on immunotherapy, and one type of immunotherapy that we're particularly excited about is a type of gene-engineered cell therapy. A lot of people have probably heard of CAR-T, chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy, and that treatment has transformed how we treat patients with certain types of blood cancers, like lymphoma and multiple myeloma. I mentioned that we're investing in digital technologies to transform healthcare delivery by having, I think, one of the world's largest databases of medical records, of imaging, of pathology slides, and genomic information. I think we're going to accelerate biomarker discovery, drug development. We're going to develop new ways of prevention and early detection in our communities, and we're going to roll these programs out. I mentioned our collaboration with Microsoft. We're using these AI models to develop and identify these patients that are at high risk. We're predicting mutations and estimating their prognosis. We're going to match patients to the appropriate therapies and appropriate clinical trials. So we're really excited about these advancements and driving discoveries forward and bringing us closer to cures.
Excellent. Good stuff on the horizon. I like to hear that. This has been a great conversation, guys. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Dr. Bell.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Gary. Yeah. Really enjoyed it.
We've been talking
Always
today.
Good to see you.
Great to see you, too. We've been talking today with Dr. Brian Bell, Executive Medical Director at the Providence Cancer Institute, and Dan Floyd, Chief Operating Officer at Hood to Coast. Thanks again, guys.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.